Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of FinTech Unleashed. My name is Virginia Habern. I'm the Director of Research, Insights, and Advocacy at Engage FI. And today I'm joined by Raj Bandaru, SVP and Chief Information Officer at Connecta Federal Credit Union, to discuss the exciting topic of digital transformation. We hear this term, digital transformation, all the time. And today we will talk about what digital transformation really means, why it's essential, and how financial institutions can actually achieve it for the benefit of their members and customers. So let's jump right in. Raj, given you're just coming off a very successful digital conversion and transformation, I thought there is no better person to come on here today and share your perspective. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Virginia. Thank you for having me on this morning. Yeah, I'm excited to share our journey with your viewership.
Fantastic. And before we do that, Raj, can you share a little bit about your background with our audience and also introduce everyone to Connecta Federal Credit Union?
Sure. So I started off my career in technology as a consultant during the dot-coms. Did that for several years. And then I joined Bank One, which then merged with JP Morgan Chase. And I was there for about 15 years in different roles, different technology roles, and also played a part in some of their global initiatives and managed some global teams as well. 10 years at a big credit union in Washington State as their CIO and CISO, and currently the CIO at Connecta Federal Credit Union for the last 2.5 years. So that's been my journey so far.
Wonderful. And how about Connecta? Introduce us to Connecta.
Yeah. Connecta is a very progressive credit union, right? So they're about getting close to $7 billion in asset size. Originally, Connecta was Hughes Aircraft Employees Federal Credit Union way back when. And when Raytheon acquired Hughes Aircraft, the name changed to Connecta Federal Credit Union. Right, so we are about 230,000 members. We are a full-service credit union with all retail products, business products, commercial products, wealth management, and insurance. The credit union is a very progressive institution. One of the most reputable credit unions in Southern California, and now also in Rochester, New York. So we just got into the Rochester, New York market with the merger with Exceed Credit Union a couple years ago. So overall, it's a fantastic credit union, pretty reputable credit union, a good place to be from an employee standpoint.
You bring a wealth of experience and also this breadth of experience in the financial services industry. So the big bank experiences, the progressive credit union experiences, and no doubt that's shaped your thinking on digital transformation. So before we get to your journey, can you share with us how you define digital transformation? What does that mean to you?
Yes. So everybody is solving this a different way, right? So everybody has a view and a perspective of what digital transformation is. So from where I sit and from what I'm seeing, and the experiences that I've developed over the years, what I've seen is we've gone through these phases of, okay, so we have branches, which are 100%, the human touch, right? 100% human assisted banking and transactions. Of course, we all do that. That's basically where we started. Then we swung to the other end, where we said, all right, we need mobile first strategy with 100% self-service, right? So mobile first became the buzzword in the industry. And everybody started developing their online and mobile channels. Great. Where I am kind of leaning towards is because of the different demographics and the demographic shift and preferences, member preferences. Some people love to have that human touch in the branches. Some people love to do everything on their own, never talk to anybody, which is also fine. But there's this middle ground wherein they want to do both the digital and the human, or flip between the two based on their need or based on their problem or based on their issue. So that human digital interaction is where I see, you know, the industry heading next. And that's what I'm trying to solve for at Connector, right? Everybody's got the branches. They've solved that. Everybody's working on mobile first. That's fine too. That human digital interaction is where, you know, we want to get to in the future.
And I love the way you define digital transformation. It's certainly not necessarily a fresh spin, but a spin that I think we need to emphasize more and more. Because after all, surprise, we are human beings. We do need the human touch. We need advice. Yep. And we're finding that this is particularly true with young people. And I think 5 years ago, a lot of us would have said, well, the young people are never going to step foot in a branch. Yep. And that's not turning out to be true at all.
Exactly.
Yes.
And they may, you know what? They need that human interaction first, and then they might go self-serve. But, you know, but they will float between different channels.
Yes, and it's a trust.
And of course, and every channel, you know, the challenges from a transformation is, now you have all these different channels. How do you keep them consistent? You know, from a service delivery standpoint, how do you keep, you know, the service levels frictionless, easy, simple, you know, for the members to use and understand, right? So the member experience becomes key, and how do you keep it consistent across all of these different channels?
Yes.
And that's part of that digital experience and digital transformation that we need to be mindful of.
Absolutely. The feature functionality has to be there. It has to be frictionless.
Absolutely.
And at the same time, we can't neglect the emotional side of financial services.
Yep. Yep. And so, the personalization, right? And the personalization.
Yes. So you clearly, this is a driver for you as you took a look at the digital profile of Connecta and made the decision that something really needed to change. Can you walk us through what the drivers were in your unique situation at the credit union that told you the time has come, we absolutely have to transform, we need to be in a better situation to compete and to grow long term?
Absolutely. Connecta is not unique in this problem, right? Everybody is in a different stage of this transformation, and I'm sure, you know, some of the problems and issues that we face are kind of the same. So when with Connecta is concerned, in Connecta's case, we had three different online and mobile banking platforms, right? We had an online banking platform with one vendor. We had a mobile banking platform with another vendor. And we had business banking platform with the third vendor, right? So just think about it from an operational standpoint, keeping these three platforms up and running and innovating. And keeping the feature functionality, the member experience consistent across these three different platforms was almost becoming a near impossibility, right? So the driving factor was, how do you get to a single platform for all of the consumers and business users, and a single platform for online and mobile, or it needs to be a device agnostic solution, right? So that was a key driver. Of course, you know, having the feature functionality that you want, having all the bells and whistles from a member experience standpoint, the customizability, the personalization, the ease of use, you know, frictionless, all of that still holds true, right? For any product or platform that you choose. But to top it all off, you also need an open banking platform, meaning you need a platform that's easy to integrate with third parties or integrate with custom code that we as Connecta might want to develop and deploy. That's an open banking platform was also a critical piece that we wanted to ensure we had in our digital banking platform.
And that open banking comment that you made, that's so very important because certainly as digital transformation becomes such a big part of the identity of a financial institution, that's your brand. You want to have more control. You want to be able to customize and tailor the solution to your needs, not just for today, but having that platform you can grow into over time.
Yeah, And if you caught on to that human digital interaction that I was talking about, even with the digital banking platform, which is, you know, supposed to be your 100% self-serve platform, we are still going to provide a ramp out from our digital banking platform to a human if they need to talk to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's how we are bridging that human digital interaction as well, in addition to a virtual banking platform that we are also in the process of rolling out and gaining adoption.
Which can then be easily integrated into the open banking platform as it becomes exactly. available. That makes total sense. Total sense. And it's part of that desire that we've talked about in our industry for years now, the seamless interaction across channels. How many times have we heard that? But you, with that single platform, can now make that possible.
Absolutely.
Where we think of a scenario, let's say a member wants to open an account of any type, really. And they start in one channel, they go to another channel, they move to another, and then they think, well, I really want to talk to the person that helped me last time. I'm going to stop in the branch.
Bingo.
Or in the future, maybe pop that person up on your mobile device and talk to them live, eyeball to eyeball, get the help, get the advice, close out the process.
Yep. And, you know, since you brought up account opening, we will have the same ramp out to a human, even from our online account opening.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
I love that. Another idea that popped into my head, Raj, I wanted to get your thought on this. You know, we know that younger people are more and more entrepreneurial. They want to start their own businesses, much more so than millennials or certainly my generation, Gen X. And they don't have much patience for the fact that online banking and online business banking are totally separate.
Yeah.
They can't understand why that's the case. So as we move into the future, having that single platform is going to be a big advantage.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because they want to see all of their accounts in one pane of glass. You know, who wants to switch between multiple systems, you know, especially when, you know, everything is transaction driven. You want it all there in one spot.
Totally. Yeah. Totally. Yeah. So wonderful. So we talked about the divide between digital and the human touch. I think that's so incredibly important when we start thinking about just how essential it is, especially to young people, to get the advice that they need to feel better about their financial lives. We're seeing this in survey after survey, that this is a really important expectation that particularly younger people have. Make me feel safe. Make me feel good about my future. We have a lot of challenges as a younger generation. How am I ever going to buy a house? How am I going to refinance my car? How am I going to achieve my goals? And so to be able to have that combination of human and digital is really key.
Absolutely. And let's not forget the financial literacy aspect. And again, the generations, you know, everybody has a different way of interacting with their financial institution, right? Me personally, I like to do all my banking at night, you know, just before I go to bed, right? So what that means is I should be able to get help, or I should be able to do my banking at my own convenience whenever I want to. And if I need to reach a human at 10 p.m. at night, I should be able to do it, right? It's a lot easier to provide that human digital interaction and assistance at 10 p.m. at night through some sort of a virtual branching solution, as opposed to a physical branch. We cannot keep branches open, right, 24/7. Guess what? But I can, you know, keep a virtual branch open with a certain number of folks sitting in the back office or at their home taking these calls.
Yes, and we've become so accustomed to talking to people like you and I are talking to each other today.
Yeah,
certainly during the pandemic. The pandemic changed so much.
Yep.
And we all move to Zoom calls. And young people love FaceTiming. They like to have conversations face-to-face, eyeball to eyeball. It's a trust factor. So that I see that as the next wave in member service, most definitely. And Connecta is ready for that.
Yep.
So obviously we talked about how you define digital transformation. You spoke of some of the unique circumstances that you face with multiple systems. The process itself to move from three systems to one, to go through a selection process, to feel comfortable with that choice, and then actually go through the conversion. that there's complexity there. And that process is not to be taken lightly. There's member impact. There is employee impact. So thoughtfully going through that process is, of course, very important. Can you describe the process that you undertook to evaluate the systems?
Absolutely. I mean, from a digital transformation standpoint, your digital banking platform is the most member impacting transformation, right? I mean, we've heard a lot of horror stories in the industry, you know, credit unions and banks going through digital banking. They are not pretty, right? You know, we can go from one extreme like Y-Star all the way to, you know, something, even a good conversion is fraught with problems, right? So it's a scary proposition, and it's something that you don't want to mess up. So you do need to leverage industry experts to help you through that transformation and journey. So what we did was we chose EngageFI as our partner to help us with our RFP process, right? You have 40 or 50 odd fintechs out there that are providing digital banking today, right? Me as an FI, it's hard for me to keep up with, you know, who's doing what in the industry. You know, how do I keep up with all of these different fintechs on who they are, what are they providing? No way I can keep up with it, right? So we need a partner. We chose a partner, you know, who understands the space, who understands the pros and cons of each of these products. And that's what EngageFI did for us during the RFP process, right? So they started off with about 40 or 50 fintechs in this space. They, you know, we went through our scoping and requirements and our strategy and vision, and they narrowed down the list. And then we went through an extensive due diligence process with, you know, a handful of vendors. And EngageFI led us through that process and helped us pick the solution that met all our criteria from a consolidation standpoint of three platforms, and also from consolidating consumer and business users, right? Mm-hmm. So once we landed on the platform, they helped us with negotiations, and they also helped us with making sure the contracts were all properly aligned and properly executed, right? So there are no gotchas down the road. So that was of immense help. We also chose EngageFI for one reason is, you know, you guys help with implementations post RFP process. So when you guys help with implementations, you know the gory details of some of these products, right? From the standpoint of, hey, what works, what does not work? And we all know when we go through pre-sales process, a lot of promises get made. But how many of those promises are actually true? You only find those out once you implement. Right, so a partner like you or EngageFI, which has gone through a lot of implementations, you do know, you know, some of the pre-sales gibberish, let me put it that way, right? So you can decipher what's true and not. And so we chose a partner who can help us through that process as well, right? The post-implementation service levels and performance of the product, it was absolutely critical for us. And again, you know, when you talk to a vendor, they'll give you references that you want to talk to. But guess what? I need references other than what were provided to me by the vendor. Mm-hmm. Right? The vendor's always going to, you know, put their best foot forward with, with the clients who will only talk good about them. But I also want to talk to clients, you know, who have had problems with the product. And that's where I think EngageFI helped us, you know, narrow down, you know, references and who we can talk to get the real deal. That helped us in our selection process. And then you guys also helped us with the implementation of the project, which turned out to be extremely successful. I mean, in my career, I've probably done five of these conversions. And, you know, this was absolutely the cleanest and the smoothest so far with minimal member impact.
That's really good to hear, or this podcast would be a little bit different, wouldn't it, Raj?
Absolutely.
That is good to hear. And it's good to hear, obviously, not just, you know, for the purposes of our conversation, but it's good for other credit unions and banks to hear, because I hear so much concern from executives about these digital transformation projects, because they are big, because there is this member impact, because there's employee impact. And then by extension, there could be all kinds of negative reputation damage if something does not go well. It's one thing to select a system. It's another thing to have to live with that system and make sure that your members are happy with it. So I think there are probably a lot of listeners out there feeling greatly encouraged that these things can and do go well. So that's absolutely. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. We went through the conversion. Everything was on time. We were, you know, on budget, on time. We did not know, the dates did not slip. The very first, the conversion was extremely clean, right? And we were able to register 20% of our users on day one.
That's incredible.
Right? And in the first week, we crossed about 50 or 55% of the registrations in 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
And we just had to deal with just a handful of minor issues. And for the most part, it pretty much after a week, we're almost at a point where we're saying, yep, this conversion's done. You know, we can go back to our normal course of business. So overall, it was a very successful conversion.
And what can you do today, Raj, that you just couldn't do before?
Well, so we had to get, there are a few things that we did different this time that actually made it this successful. One was, not many vendors have the ability or the capability or the support to convert username passwords. Right?
Mm-hmm.
We figured out how to do that. Right? That's convert all your user, existing username passwords.
Huge.
Absolutely huge. And then, even before we started working on the conversion, we started working on cleaning up our data. Because think about it, Connecta is a product of multiple mergers, right? And usually, you know, we've all heard the phrase garbage in, garbage out, right? And that causes a whole bunch of member issues during registrations, and that's what generates all the member contact center phone calls and all the negative press and PR issues and all of that. So we took a lot of pain in cleaning up our data before this conversion. Right? Those two factors helped us ensure a clean conversion with everything else, right, that the project entails. But I would attribute those two things to a clean conversion.
So not only digitally transformed, but you really were able to address some of the lingering inefficiencies with the data in the back office. And that's made the organization a lot more efficient, I would assume.
Exactly. I mean, you know, of course, you know, we training and testing. I mean, we all need, you know, that's part and parcel of a project. You have to do all of those really, really well. But, you know, if I had to put my finger on a couple things that contributed to the success of a clean conversion, those two would be it.
So looking forward, Raj, you know, two questions. Number one, what lessons did you learn during the conversion? There's always something. You even mentioned it. What might you do maybe differently next time? And then also, what are you most excited about as you get going with this digitally transformed credit union and can deliver so much more value to your members?
There's always lessons learned, right? And you always hit problems that you did not hit before. So there are some lessons learned. I mean, I think we could have done a better job from the standpoint of, let's say, understanding our third-party integrations better, right? From a configuration standpoint and from a, trying to understand, because let's think about it, 30 plus integrations is what we did within the platform, right? And every third-party integration, they have their own issues. They have their own requirements. It would have been better if we understood all of that, right? Not try to figure that out during the project, right? Understand what capabilities we were looking for, not during the project, right? So there was a few of those that we needed to, we could have done better.
And what are you most excited about working with this new environment?
I mean, hey, one platform from an operational support standpoint makes my job a lot easier, right? Now I should be able to innovate and enhance the product a lot faster, right? Previously, if I had to implement something, I'll use an example. If I had to implement Zelle, I had to do it on 3 different platforms. Now I get to do it on 1, right? Mm-hmm. Things will be a lot cleaner, simpler, and faster. And even operationally, a lot more simpler and faster from an ongoing operation standpoint. So, you know, that makes me happy. And well, even from a member experience standpoint, you know, innovation is going to be a lot faster and quicker.
So everyone wins. The members have a much cleaner experience. Yeah. They have the seamless interaction across channels. Yep. And because it is easier, you can innovate faster than ever before. Yep.
Exactly.
Which is urgently needed in an environment where about 50% of accounts are opened with fintech banks these days.
Yes, absolutely. We have to compete, right? And the answer is innovation. And the single platform will allow us to do it.
Well, I couldn't have said it better, Raj. Thank you so much for sharing your experience with a successful digital conversion. As I said, I know there's so many financial institutions listening in today. They know they need to tackle digital transformation. Yeah. They're concerned about going through a conversion, and they are going to be really encouraged to hear that you've had a positive experience.
Yeah, I mean, couldn't have done it ourselves, right? We were lucky to have some good partners through the journey.
And we are delighted that we were able to help you with this. So thank you. Thank you, Raj. Thank you, everyone, for listening to today's episode. To stay informed on when we're going to be dropping the next episode, please follow EngageFI on LinkedIn. I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of FinTech Unleashed. Have a wonderful rest of your day.